any of you seen Fred McMurray in The Absent-Minded Professor?
Yeah.
That's the last film Baba saw, the English speaking film, along with us in Pune. And Absent-Minded Professor. And you remember in it how that accidental invention of his helped the basketball players, the team that was pretty, and the ones who were so tall, they all jumped to the width of the hand, and they were so worried about how they would win. Well, years go by, and you know the name of the invention. I won't tell you now, because years go by, we have forgotten all about it. One day we are in the room, and Baba tells Gohar to go to Eric and give such and such a message. So Gohar walks out. There was no bicycle for Gohar in those days. So Gohar comes out. This is in Maharajat, in the room here. So Gohar comes out of the room, and she barely walked down the steps and up to half the gadi. And Baba says to me, whatever could take Gohar so long just to give a message? I said, Baba, she's just gone. Yeah, she's come. Baba said, listen, I can't understand it. So maybe a few seconds more, and Baba says, what is this? Gohar's taking so long a time to run back. Go and see. Can you see her coming back? So I go on the veranda. I don't know how, unless Gohar was flying, how she could have done it. But then I saw Gohar hurrying back. The moment she steps into the room, Baba said, why so long a time it took you just to give a message? Now, the way Baba said it, it got Gohar quite a bit, she was a little bit excited. She said, but Baba, all I did was go straight from your room, go straight to Erich's room, give him the message, and come straight back. That's all I did. I mean, she was explaining. And Baba says to me, what you need is flubber. I forgot completely about his flubber. Then we realized that the invention of the absolute. And then Baba makes a nice gesture. He said, you see, then you put it on your sandals. I tell you, go tell Eric this. You go. Give the message. Give another gem. Come back. See you next time. He also sent us to see that film as a mad world.
Yeah.
But the one I liked was the wonderful men
in the flying machine.
Yeah. Oh, I liked that. Yeah. All those old-fashioned, strange airplanes. And as far as I remember, there was one scene when, because it's an international thing, there's a Russian on this side, and an American this side, and in the middle is the tent of the English. And each one brings out their bands and their national anthems to play before they took off in those extraordinary weird machines, you see. And the Russians are doing something, the Americans are doing something, and then the Englishman, a little Englishman, comes out from his tent, and he puts a little gramophone of all things with a horn playing, and he prays, God save Margaret. And then at one point, the American and the Russian are not on talking terms. And so the Englishman comes out, but they both speak English. The Russians speak English, and the Americans, of course, speak English, but because they don't talk to each other, the Englishman, who happened to be a small stature in the film, has to interpret Americans' message, English into English, but they wouldn't talk to each other. So they told the American told the Englishman, and the Englishman had to tell the Russian, and the Russian told the American in reply, and the English. And that was something so simple, but it had us almost falling off the chair. It was so hilarious. Until I was doing that to Francis Brabazon, and an Indian Baba lover from Pune, and educated. So I mean, he could speak English. And here was I translating Francis is Australian English into Indian English and translating the Indian English into Australian English. And this went on for a time. Suddenly it struck me, what am I doing? The most speaking English, perhaps to say. And I was interpreting, or as we say in Indian, I was interrupting. Interpreters are called interrupters. And it's so true. In 1969, when Erich would say something in English, and the Andhra would be there, and they were talking in their language, when Erich was saying something in English, the Andhra was saying it in the Telugu. So Erich would say so much, and it would translate it so much. And I mean, Erich looked in admiration and amazement at the man. He went on and on, but Erich hasn't said so much. But this one, the interrupt. So as Erich said, the interruption was so much that afterwards he forgot what he was saying. The trend of thought is broken. So by the time he starts saying it again, he doesn't know where he was at or what. Or it's like Montgomery, the wartime thing. He was our lieutenant. What was his rank?
Field Marshal.
He was out on a goodwill tour in the Arabian countries and other places. So he had to have an interrupter with him too, you know, because he would speak in English and they had to speak it in their language, Arabic or whatever it was. So there again, the same thing, you see. He would say two sentences, and so in the end, but still he was very happy that it was all going very well. It was a good little tour. So he thought I'd end it with a joke. So he said a not very short joke, a thorough joke, but it was a very good joke. And Montgomery said, told that joke to the audience, but he wasn't prepared for the reaction. As soon as the interrupter said it in a very short space of time, translated his long joke into a very short space of time, and the people were almost falling off the chairs and laughing and laughing and catching their sides and rolling over and helping each other. And he was very gratified. He thought, this is great. I mean, this is called, you know, liaison between hearts, people, brothers. We're all brothers of one man. But as he's going out, he asked the interrupter, he said, I'm very pleased with all the work you did. Thank you very much. But and I'm interested in how did you manage to translate my joke into so succinctly, so well? So he said, I told them, honorable gentlemen, now telling joke. Everybody please laugh.